This is Akashwani. The news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to former President of Mauritius Sir Anirudh Jagannauth and former Prime Minister of Mauritius Sir Sivasagar Ramgoolam at Sir Sivasagar Ramgoolam Botanic Garden at Pamplemousse today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi recalled the enduring legacies of the two leaders in the progress of Mauritius and their role in building a robust foundation for India-Mauritius ties. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with President Dharam Gokul this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi reached Mauritius this morning on a two-day visit to the island nation. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Mauritius visit.
On the first day of his visit to Mauritius, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today went to the Sir Sivasagar Ramgoolam Botanical Garden and paid tribute to first Prime Minister of Mauritius Sir Sivasagar Ramgoolam and also former President and Prime Minister of Mauritius Sir Anirudh Jagannauth. Mr. Modi also planted a sapling in this complex. Over the next 2 days, Prime Minister will take part in various programs. He will hold talks with the Mauritian leadership, address a community program, and participate as the chief guest at Mauritius' 57th National Day celebrations. Today, Shri Modi met President of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul. The Prime Minister will address a community event in Mauritius today evening. After this, Prime Minister Mr. Modi will meet Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chand Ramgoolam. On the second day of his Mauritius visit tomorrow on 12th of March, the Prime Minister will attend the Mauritius National Day celebrations as the chief guest. Several pacts in areas of maritime security, capacity building and trade are likely to be signed during the trip. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Mauritius.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Central University of Punjab is the confluence of various cultures, not only from India, but abroad as well. Addressing the 10th convocation of the university in Bhatinda today, the president said such institutions represent the lively and rich culture of the country. The president hoped that the university will continue to present effective examples of India's diversity, unity and excellence. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Northeast students will not have to leave their region for work and they will get employment opportunities there itself. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the students from the Northeast at Youth Parliament organized by Students Experience in Interstate Living in New Delhi today. In his address, he said that India's longest rail-cum-road bridge is being planned to be built at the Brahmaputra. Rail line is also being built between Assam and Bhutan. The union government will open daycare cancer centres in every district of the country within the next 3 years. Replying to a supplementary in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said 200 daycare cancer centres will be opened in 2025-26. Citing a recent report, Mr. Nadda said, with the implementation of Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana, treatment of cancer patients starts within 30 days from the screening. He said the government is working to provide affordable and quality healthcare under the National Health Mission.
National Health Mission ke तहत health ko hum affordable, accessible aur uske saath saath equitable banane ke liye hum quality health care dene ka prayas NHM ke madhyam se kar rahe hain aur usme hum bahut tarike ki support kar rahe hain. Technical support bhi kar rahe hain, manpower support bhi kar rahe hain, financial support bhi kar rahe hain.
Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai has said that Border Security Force troops are guarding the Indo-Bangladesh border round the clock to prevent trans-border smuggling. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Rai said BSF has seized contraband items of over 2,806 crore rupees during the last 10 years. The government has extended duty-free import of urad dal for another year until March 31st next year. The move will help stabilize prices of the commodity in the domestic markets. High-stake talks between Ukraine and the United States officials have started at Jeddah in Saudi Arabia to find a way to end the Ukraine-Russia conflict. As per media reports, the two sides are holding the meeting at a hotel in the Red Sea port city today. U.S. delegation is being led by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final league match at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.